Today's feature post is Mobile First Design, about revolutionizing website development.
This is Superfast Business with James Schranko.
James Schranko.
Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schranko here. Welcome back to superfastbusiness.com. Despite the occurrence and popularity of compact internet connecting gadgets, new research out from the Global Web Index indicates that among 170,000 adult online users across 32 markets, 9% own a smartwatch and 80% own a smartphone. Most websites are still prepared and designed the traditional way, i.e., web designers will start off with a desktop-compatible version. Once that is properly set up, then the effort to make the website mobile-friendly or responsive follows. However, there's a new breed of website designers, and they're drifting away from this comfortable and familiar process. Their strategy has been branded the Deviant Method, because instead of starting with a full-size website, the developer's work launches from the mobile-compatible version, called the Mobile First Design. In fact, that's exactly how our most recent Superfast Business theme was designed. What triggered the paradigm shift? StatCounter Global Stats reveal that mobile traffic accounts for about 30% of website page views nowadays. Meanwhile, desktop access is down to 60%. Mobile devices have become the primary tools through which most people consume content. Nielsen reports that in the US alone, adults spend on average 34 hours per month using mobile internet or smartphones. By comparison, they spend just 27 hours on PC internet. Social media is still checked by 64% of netizens using their PCs or laptops, beating smartphone use by 17%. But as more and more people are projected to acquire smartphones, these numbers will definitely change significantly within the course of this year in favor of smartphones. It's imperative to note as well that people have established particular tasks for desktops and mobile devices. Traditional computers or laptops are dedicated for work, technical stuff. Meanwhile, mobile devices are for leisure. Playing social media, games, viewing pictures, watching videos, basically the more common activities people go online for. These reports only go to show how mobile devices are indeed quickly rising to dominance as far as internet usage is concerned, which means that it truly is time to revamp the web development culture. Complete usability through mobile devices should be a priority, and the mobile-first design is not only a more logical approach, but also a great strategy in securing a competitive advantage. What is the concept of mobile-first design? Mobile-first was created by Luke Wobelski. It's a web design development philosophy that focuses on the importance of creating user experiences within the mobile context, recognizing that web usage will reach a point wherein most will accomplish this through compact devices that connect to the internet, with smartphones leading the pack. It's imperative to make websites compatible and viewable through these non-traditional gadgets and make that the top priority. What are the important values in executing this approach? Commitment to core content and functionality. With the limitations imposed by smaller screens, which are at most 80% smaller than a regular computer's screen size, website developers need to ascertain that users do not only easily access the site, but also that they are able to go about all the activities they wish to accomplish with tremendous ease by focusing on the most relevant components. Creativity and innovation and smart utilization of new technology, such as geolocation and touch events, to cite some, are also crucial to the mobile-first approach. Although efforts are concentrated on fundamental elements, ensuring the best, most meaningful user experience on mobile is a must. What is progressive enhancement exactly, and why is it a good idea? Effective execution of the mobile-first design and its values relies greatly on the progressive enhancement method. Progressive enhancement is a strategy that has a bottom-up approach. You start with minimal size and features, and then you move up through larger platforms, smartphones to phablets to tablet PCs to laptops to desktop computers. You add enhancements to the site as you are liberated from the constraints of smaller platforms. Essentially, progressive enhancement is a good idea because not only does it make things easier, especially when it comes to accessibility and usability, but it also focused, it initially implements only what compatible with the base device, and you just add more depending on the increased functional range offered by bigger platforms. Additionally, this school of thought is awesome for online marketing or SEO. Accessibility of websites across all types of devices and browsers or responsiveness can help push websites up page search rankings. Where does responsive design fit in all of this? Responsiveness is one of those important benefits of the mobile-first design. The ability to optimize exposure to internet users through various mobile devices and browsers. On top of that, opting for the mobile-first approach creates the logical linear layout model, which is most ideal for website navigation. Having content hierarchy can make exploration of the site better organized for visitors, no matter what device they are using. The advantages and disadvantages of mobile-first design. The pros: improved site navigation, site problems are solved faster, content-focused, and consistency across platforms. Cons: size limitations, adopting a new method takes longer. The advantage of this approach, apart from mobile accessibility, include improved site navigation. This is particularly helpful for business websites that want to increase conversions. Studies reveal that a fairly typical, inaccessible, and hard to navigate website regularly loses about 5% of potential sales. Site problems can be solved much faster. Mobile first is impressively effective in breaking down issues with site navigation, order of content, and data, as well as crucial functionalities. The execution of this strategy allows developer designers to discover these problems and resolve them completely prior to application. It's focused on content. Content, which is truly the most valuable element of the website, is the top priority, and the approach makes sure that it is presented in the clearest, most concise, and comprehensive way possible. With mobile first, content does not get compromised even as the website gets displayed in bigger virtual real estate. And it creates a consistent user experience across multiple platforms. Familiarity is something everyone looks for, and this alternative approach provides that. As for the downsides of this approach, many complain that the launchpad of the development process is a huge collection of different types of size limitations. Problem solving is not a pleasant starting point for a project. It's often hard for a lot of website developers to try a new method of accomplishing a project. It's a big shift from what they're used to, so they actually take a much longer time completing the job. But this shouldn't be a big concern now, considering that there are web developers who are highly experienced with this approach. If you need help with your website, they can easily take on the challenge. The bottom line is, with all the mobile-first design promises and has already proven to deliver, mobile-first design is certainly worth giving a go. No strategy is perfect, and the mobile-first design is not claiming to be such. However, it presents a sound alternative method to website development that you just might find is more beneficial or suitable to you. If you'd like help getting a mobile-first design, get help from our WordPress website development team here at Superfast Business, as this is how we develop WordPress websites. I also think it's important to acknowledge the sources that have gone into compiling this episode. I want to acknowledge code.tutesplus.com, webinsation.com, sitepoint.com, hindsightinc.com, whatthethink.com, zurb.com, designshack.net, businesstocommunity.com, bradfrost.com, pewinternet.org, jakearchibald.com, medialoop.com, responsivedesign.is, and addedbytes.com and marketingland.com. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. This is the first of a fully featured series of very factual and concise information that will help you become a better online marketer. If you like the website theme you see at Superfast Business, you can actually buy this theme and have it installed within a day for just $299, and it was a mobile-first design. I'm James Schramko. You've been listening to superfastbusiness.com.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.